to the recent death of Osama bin Laden.
It's not an assassination. We could have captured him. If we could have taken him alive, that is something that we would have done.
For Archive on 4, the BBC's security correspondent Gordon Carrera asks how effective this policy is in The License to Kill, on Saturday evening on BBC Radio 4 at 8.
This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Welcome to Jazz Lineup, and tonight we continue our broadcasts from King's Place in London. This evening it's the turn of star pianist Kit Downs in a couple of settings. The first is duo with drummer Seb Rochford, and the second with his unusual quartet. Lucy Railton joins them on cello, with James Madron doubling the drum tally and completing the lineup. Kit, in addition to piano, plays the Hammond organ as well. Over the last few years, Kit has been quite restless as an artist, squeezing the juice out of as many artistic situations and collaborations as his imagination can muster. In 2011, it saw the release of his second trio recording, Quiet Tiger, where he extends on the concept of the group drawing inspiration from the avant-garde heritage, electronica and blues. His collaborations with the Neon Quartet and Troika, in particular, keep pushing him to the edge of his abilities and moving him forward musically, and I'm sure tonight will be no exception. Seb Rochford hails from Scotland and is a firm favourite on the British and international music scene. He's worked with the likes of Brian Eno and Herbie Hancock, from jazz to rock, and everything in between. He's a founder member of the highly successful jazz punk outfit Polar Bear and continues to make a significant contribution to the contemporary music scene. Ladies and gentlemen, to perform Jan Johansson as a tribute to the late Swedish pianist, please would you welcome Kit Downs on piano and Seb Rochford on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you. We started with Jan Johansson and then we carried on with a tune of Seb's. In fact, all of Seb's tunes are called the same name. That one was the first of that set called Iramo. And that followed by with a tune of mine called Old Dogs. So we're going to carry on with a tune. Is this one called Iramo as well? Okay, well, this is called Iramo. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do one more, which is a tune of Seb's entitled Irama.
Thank you.
Kid Downs, Seb Roachford. Exquisite music. Exquisite music from this pairing, and that was the last of a series of tunes by Seb called Iramo. Wonderful title. I think I'm going to use that technique and name all my tunes on one song. It's beautiful. It's all written about the same person. It makes sense. So please, Kit Downs, Seb Roachford. Thank you. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from King's Place, London. Shortly, we'll continue with more music from Kit Downs with special guest Seb Roachford. And joining them will be James Madron on the drums and Lucy Railton on the cello. Before we hear the group, I'm very, very honoured to be joined by Kit Downs. Kit, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Now, that first set, you and Seb, how did you come together? Because I thought the music was really exquisite, actually.
Thank you. I met Seb maybe 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and we'd sort of played in various different things and liked each other's playing and thought, why don't we play together in duo?
Is there a process?
It was quite a long process getting the music together. Mm-hmm. We just played it around each other's houses for about a year, and we both wrote sort of half the music each, and then just rehearsed it a lot in Seb's front room and my front room.
It doesn't feel offhand or just a get-together. It does feel really constructed and really like you've lived with it. So it's good to hear you say that, actually.
Yeah, I guess we recorded it a lot and listened back to the recordings and things. And we did a few gigs, and invariably the rehearsals would sound sort of together and like a thing. And then we did the first gig, and it was something totally different, as it always is on the sort of first gig. So then we did a few more gigs and then rehearsed a bit more, and it is always turning into something else. And that's the nice thing about playing with two people, I think. Especially if the music's quite open and simple, you can take it to totally new places each time you do it.
So it's something you're looking forward to developing?
Yeah, we've got a very exciting gig this year. We're doing Cheltenham Jazz Festival on the Saturday of the weekend. I think that's our only gig, so we're building everything towards that one, really.
I can see why you say it's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, in your next setup, it's going to be the four of you. Now, tell us a little bit about Lucy Railton, who's joining you on cello. And on the drums, you've got James Madron, who I know is a regular member of your trio.
Well, Lucy actually is now a regular member of my band as well, but only in the last sort of few months or something. But I've been playing with James since the Academy with Callum Gawley. And we've played for about 5 years, I think. We used to live together and all these kind of things drove each other mad and played a lot of music. And I enjoyed doing trio for a long time. And then I wanted to make it a bit more colourful. The sound of the trio. I love piano trios. There's a lot of history with that combination of instruments, and I fancied escaping that a little and bringing in a bass clarinet and a cello. And I wrote a whole new load of music about 3 months ago, specifically for that quintet. And yeah, it's turned into something totally different than what it was before, which was what I planned. So,
ladies and gentlemen, Kit Downs. Please welcome Kit Downs and his special guest. Joining him again, Seb Roachford on the drums. And for this half of the performance, please welcome James Madron, also on the drums, and Lucy Railton on the cello. Thank you.
We're going to play a tune now, which is dedicated to my girlfriend and my cat. It's called Two Ones. Thank you.
Thank you. James Martin and the Gunmen.
Seb Rochford on the drums. Lucy Railton on the cello. My name's Kit Downs. Thank you very much.
That was Jan Johansson, played by Kit Downs on piano, Lucy Railton on cello. I should say that Kit was playing piano and Hammond B3 organ, and the double drumming going on there was in the hands of the great James Madron and, of course, the wonderful Seb Rochford. Music that took us on a journey, full circle, right back to a sense of resolution, contemplation and meditation. Fancy doing some more, guys?
Yeah. Only if you want us to. We hadn't really banked on that. I think I might do a duo with James Madron. This is a tune that you'll probably recognise.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Another offering in Through the Night's Christmas Tchaikovsky cycle in around 20 minutes. Tchaikovsky's programmatic Manfred Symphony, inspired by Lord Byron's dramatic poem and containing some of Tchaikovsky's wildest and most wonderful flights of musical imagination. Looks as if we've Balakirev to thank for urging Tchaikovsky to write it in the first place. And to set off here, Balakirev himself, his Overture on Russian Themes, sometimes called his Overture on Themes of Three Russian Songs, beautifully orchestrated, whatever it's called, and with features which must have impressed Tchaikovsky, who was only 19 when this Balakirev overture was first performed in St. Petersburg. Thank you.